And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
From the Cruise Radio Studio in Jacksonville, Florida, this is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Here's your cruise news for Wednesday, December 8th, 2021. Carnival has announced the cruise director and entertainment director lineup for the inaugural season of Carnival Radiance. The cruise director will be Ryan Rose, who joined Carnival as a host DJ and Fun Squad team member in 2015. Most recently, he served as Carnival's cruise director on the former Carnival Inspiration, which has since been scrapped. Bradley Cripps will serve as the entertainment director. The England native joined Carnival as a sports manager in 2015 and was named entertainment director in 2018. Carnival Radiance will set sail from Long Beach, California on its first Mexico cruise on December 13th. And 239 cruise ships are set to be back in passenger service by the end of this month, pushing global cruise capacity up another 8.4%, this according to news website cruiseindustrynews.com. Compared to November, there will be an additional 30,000 berths in service in December across 28 cruise ships. By the end of the year, nearly 60% of the global cruise fleet will be back to cruising. And if you ever wanted to take a luxury cruise but couldn't get someone to go with you, well, you're in luck. Crystal Cruises has announced a new zero single supplement promotion for the first time on one of its ocean ships. 15 sailings on Crystal Symphony next year in 2022 will be no single supplement for solo passengers. Eligible voyages depart from six home ports in North America and Europe, including a 7-night voyage from Miami and San Juan and 7 to 10-night cruises in Europe. Guests must book by January 5th to take advantage of this offer. And cruise line stocks were flat on Tuesday. Carnival Corporation 18.50, Royal Caribbean 71.63, and Norwegian 20.16. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.